Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. You did it correctly. You just tuned in to Guasabala Taino Radio. Radio Taino Guasabala. That's right. For all you listeners out there, Guasabala in the Taino language means warrior. It can also mean war. But the war that we are inflicting on the world through Guasabala is a nonviolent war through education. What are we trying to fight here? We're trying to fight ignorance. We're trying to fight arrogance. Against who? Well, my name is Taka Taino Sanakori. I am Sanakori. I am a Taino. My ancestors are the people that discovered Columbus. We try our best. We try. We really try. Our ancestors did. And guess what? We're still trying to show the world that we're still here, and we have a right to be here. So it's very, very important all to really understand that I really appreciate all you listeners out there presently who are tuning in live, and also all you future listeners that are downloading the show, all show archives. Muchas gracias a todo mundo en el galaxio por escuchar Guasabala Radio Taino. Muchas gracias, mi gente, mi pueblo. Thank you all for listening. I want to give a shout out. This is the new year. That's right. This is the new year in the Gregorian calendar. So let's give it up for 2021 Gregorian style. All right, 2021 in the Gregorian calendar. Hey, we'll accept it. I know 2020 was not a nice one. We left a lot of people behind in 2020. Well, I shouldn't say behind, but they gone. They cross over to the spiritual realm. And as they pray for us, pray for them. Memories are alive and well. I'd like to give my condolences to all you Taino, all you relatives, all you indigenous, all my allies, everybody in the world, from all over the world. I really sincerely sorry if you lost a loved one, a friend, or what have you. It's just so sad, you know. I know a lot of countries have been doing their best to contain the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now there's a new strain coming into the world. It's caused a lot of anxiety. I know a lot of people have been experiencing depression along with the anxiety, sleepless nights, insomnia. But let's try to keep it in a positive, like always. We don't want to ruin our immune system through stress. So let me start off by some gratitude here. I'd like to thank all those countries that have been tuning in to Guasabala Taino Radio. This is amazing because Taino Radio, this is grassroots, you know. And, you know, I had a lot of volunteers come through the past year, you know, like Spooky Lou. That's right. He's been helping us in the paranormal show on Mondays. Also, we have Stephanie Guy who's been doing amazing. All our guests that have been coming in throughout the year since 2019. You know, we started in Corozal, Puerto Rico. That's where we did our shows, and this is just amazing. I'm here in Lenin Alapi Land, here in New York City. I'm very proud to be back home in New York. And after spending some time in Borinque, learning the traditional ways and so on, so many people out there have been so helpful to me. If you're listening, Ita and Rosita and all you out there, thank you so much. Sometimes I lose touch, but you're always in my prayers. And for Maritza, I'd like to give a shout out. Feliciano, give a shout out to all the Yucayeques like Higuayagua and my CT. You know, I have a lot of history with them and always in my prayers. Let's pray together so we can keep those positive vibes going no matter what. We are one indigenous nation. That's what it's all about. And also my family, my community, and Ayeke, Yucayeque, we're trying our best, you know, we're trying our best. So I have some guests that are coming on today that I invited last minute, which is kind of cool that they say yes. But you know, all you are listening right now, I'm going to give you the cue to come in, all right, to call in. And hey, wait, hold on a second. I just got a little chat from someone here who said, hey, man, you play some Gongorian music. What's up with that? I know it's 2021 Gregorian year, but what's up with some Marreto music? Well, you know what? Let me go in my studio here. I want to be DJ, you know, DJ Sanacori. How about this? Let me give you an Marreto song from Juan Luis Guerra, Dominicano Quisqueyano. What do you think about that? Traditional ancestors, they did was the caciques, bejiques, they would get together and they would take the cahoba medicine. They would travel to the spiritual realm, speak to the ancestors, those spiritual beings, come back with some answers that was solely needed in our community. And then we have the batu game, okay? Pretty intense game. The batu, similar to soccer, but we don't use our feet. I mean, we don't use our hands. Amazing. Then we will celebrate the Arreto. Okay, we're always about celebration. Okay? We just passed Christmas now, New Year's. It's kind of interesting. You think of the church, you know. You think of the Christian church and the Navidad, you know, the Christmas. But check it out. You see the indigenous vibes, you know, family getting together, music, food. And, of course, we use a lot of precaution with COVID-19, but he can't stop us. You know, we can't stop us. All you listeners out there are going to call in. I'm just going to give you a few minutes. I'm going to give you the okay when to do it. I just want to give a little shout-out to those countries that have been tuning in for the past 2019, 2020. I got the statistics. I know what countries are listening. Always in first place, the United States of America, all you people out here in the United States, thank you for tuning in. In second place, Borinquen, Puerto Rico, thank you always tuning in, okay? Also, third place, oh, Canada, amazing. Canada is always tuning in. I like to thank my indigenous brothers and sisters out there in Canada, or my allies, the First Nations, there we go. And in fourth place, amazingly, they started really low and they're up to fourth place. And this is Jamaica, the island of Jamaica. So all you Jamaican, Taino allies listening, Thank you so much. And United Kingdom, they've always been in the ratings, United Kingdom. And I know you guys are going through a hard time with this new strand of COVID. And I'd like to throw some prayers out there. But United Kingdom, thank you for your love. And always, we have Belgium. Belgium's been tuning in. Also, the Netherlands has been tuning in. And the great Italy. That's right, Italy. They're always tuning in. And we have also Bosnia and Herzegovina. They've been tuning in as well. I see the statistics constantly. Let me see. Oh, man, this is a new country that's been tuning in, and that's Portugal. Thank you, Portugal, for coming in. And this country has been steady for the past year, and that is Morocco. I'm trying to get Nigeria back. We got some good statistics from Nigeria. Come on back. I haven't heard from you in a while. Please come on back. Then we have the great country of Russia. Russia has been tuning in. Man, there's some Tainos out there. Also, those Mongolians, man. That's the best. I love Mongolian culture. My 23andMe just came back, the new revised, and I got 1% Mongolian. And that's amazing. At the end, I want to talk about that, why that's so... Why that makes me happy. Japan! That's right. Japan has been steady in recent months. Thank you, Japan, for standing in. And also, hey, here we go, Australia. Thank you, Australia. You've been checking in. All my visitors from all these countries, you're at the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to try to get all these countries now. Now, I can't forget Colombia. Thank you, Colombia, for tuning in. That's one of the homelands of the Taino. Dominican Republic, I can't forget you. Dominican Republic, Iskea, you've been here. You've been showing your love. And I've been getting a lot of emails from Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, Borinquen, about doing a Spanish show. Well, check this out. I've been out a while practicing my Spanish radio skills. So I'm going to have a show once a week dedicated to Spanish listeners, all in Spanish. And I've been trying my best. And I want to give a little shout out to Javier Hernandez. Okay, he wrote the Primario Básico de Taíno Borinquenaiki. And my brother there from Borinquen, his name is Gabriel, he sent me a copy. And I've been opening it ever since. And it's the restoration language idioma of the ancestral Borinquen, but this could apply to all the Caribbean islands. And I want to dedicate also a show on the language. Hopefully I can get people that have been studying this. And we could start rapping, you know. We could start talking in Borinquen Naiki, you know. So, tao guatiao. Hola, amigos. All my friends out tuning in, check it out. This is the time. If you want to call in, let me give you the phone number. You can call in. I don't know who you are, but I did ask to call in. I know it's 10:43 Eastern time. So the phone number you can call in is, hold on a second, 515-602-9792. All you Spanish listeners out there, que habla español, por favor, llame 515-602-9792. 515-602-9792. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. Call on in. Don't be afraid of those butterflies rumbling in your stomach. It's all right. All right, just to slow them down, let me play another Luis Guerra song called Daka Naboria, Mayani, Makana. Gaboriada ka te yo, Wow, what a beautiful song. Whenever I hear that, I know my brother there from Sida, Puerto Rico, Ita, he introduced me to this song. Cyber Fair, all my Marine brothers and sisters out there. Listen, it's all about being a servant. Taka Naboria, I am the servant, serving in the mountains. Maya ni makana. And, you know, today I was talking to someone from Quisqueya, and we were talking about Enriquillo, Cacique, and, you know, he never surrendered, he never lost. He started a huge resistance in the 1500s in Enriquillo, and they live in Barrio de Enriquillo, so we're talking about Enriquillo. I wanted to dedicate a future show to this guy, powerful Cacique, and, you know, you hear these stories of our liberation fighters, our leaders, and it was always, you know, the resistance always started when, you know, for Enriquillo, his wife was raped, and he traveled like 2 days to see the judge, the magistrate in Santo Domingo, presently called Santo Domingo, and they just laughed in his face. They said, what are we going to do? What am I going to do? That's what the judge said. And, you know, partially he was correct, because at that time, remember, indigenous peoples did not have human rights. They were considered animals. So that led the rebellion. And, wow, this is amazing, all these stories. So this year we're going to get into some powerful stories. I'm going to try to talk about all the characters in the Taino history that we know of. They all need to be heard. They all need to be listened. Okay. So, okay, we got someone on the line. Let's introduce them. And can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Luis.
Hey, wait, is this Melissa? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, this is Melissa.
All right, the party has begun, you know?
That's right.
Yo, we got to hook up one day and do a show live where you at so you can DJ, man. You got to DJ in the show, right?
Yeah, and VJ.
Oh, VJ, you know, that's so, right. So,
we should do it on Twitch.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you, I've been getting emails from people talking about that, you know? So I'm kind of still
right?
in the slow internet age, but
oh,
maybe
well, I'll hook you up. You know,
know
that. I'll hook you up.
Oh man, we gotta do that, man. So give us your name. What's your name? Let the listeners in Guasabara Radio know what's up.
So my name is Melissa Olto. My Taino name is Makuriwa, which you, Luis, yourself, gave me in a naming ceremony, which I am still, you know, forever grateful, and just every time
wow.
I think of it, my heart warms up. And
I remember
can you
that.
Tell them what that yeah, can you tell them what that name means?
Man, it's been so long. I look at my notes. Wait a minute.
I'll remember then. I'll tell them.
Go ahead.
You told me at the time,
yeah,
because all of like the story that, you know, led up to the ceremony, that it represented the owl and the nighthawk.
Yeah.
But it was reversed because
it
meant valiant vision or courageous vision, because I had seen so much. And I had learned so much from what I saw.
That's it. It's
and
all coming
I'm
back to me.
I'm literally a witness. Yeah. But you said that I was a witness. That was kind of my role. Witness, you know, a recorder, an experiencer of, many different things, and to bring them back home.
can you say the Taino name again? Can you say that again? What's the name?
Makuriwa.
Wow. That is... Good memories are coming back, man. Oh my God! Sorry we lost touch there for a while, but wow, we gotta get together again, man. This is amazing.
Well, we have a good reason now, because we found, you know, I found a sister and a niece.
Yes. Can you tell me about that? Please share.
Oh, well, yeah. So, about 7 years ago, I did my DNA test, and I grew up with a mother who kind of hid my parentage and also was, you know, racist and homophobic and just generally like not a very happy person. And she was never clear about my parentage. So I spent many years searching and searching. And then, you know, this opportunity to get DNA tested came up. So I did 23andMe and I submitted it and I got it back and I found out that I was half Puerto Rican.
There you go.
And I had no idea.
There you go.
Right? And my mom was from Queens. I found out that my father was born in Puerto Rico, grew up part of the time in Brooklyn, but through now finding my half-sister, also through DNA testing, found out that she also was born in just outside L.A., and she was born 6 months and 20 days ahead of me. So really, that's how old, that's the difference in age. Which is really
wow.
short.
Wait a second.
Papa
did you know about...
Papa was a rolling stone.
Wait, did you know you had a sister? You didn't know, right? Oh, so
no,
he was...
No, I didn't know.
So your dad was traveling then.
He was getting the swerve on, so...
Wow, yo, that's...
Right? So it turns out that she also has a daughter, who is now, you know, my niece, and... you know, it's amazing because her niece actually kind of looks like me. And my sister kind of looks like me too, but her daughter is almost like a mini-me. And on top of it, her daughter is brilliant. She's a product developer that does AI development. Her father's Mexican. So she, you know, identifies already as a Latina, but, you know, now she has this whole other aspect, and they're both extremely interested in learning about the indigenous aspect of, you know, being Puerto Rican, being a Boricua. So
yeah, Boricua, right. That's,
Yeah. So neither of them had heard of the term Taino before I had told them about it. So
that is deep,
and then I told them about, and then I told them about Renee and George's exhibit at the Museum of the American Indian.
Right.
You know, did you also work on that?
No, but I helped. You know, I was like behind the scenes with Nawake, you know, trying to offer support,
right,
you know, for that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I actually shot some video there that I'm going to edit that I haven't had, you know, time to edit because, you know, life has been crazy the past 2 years.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah. But, you know, this also helps us kind of narrow down who our father is. And, you know, either way, I got a sister and a niece. And that's amazing. And it's just more people to add to our, of course, huge family. And they've already been embraced, welcomed, you know, and that to me is incredibly exciting. So.
Wow. Is she online now? Is she listening? I mean, can she call in too, or is she just being shy? I think she's shy, right? She don't want to call in.
I don't know if she's listening. But
hey, if you're listening. Oh, man, that's Rachel, right? Rachel or Rachel?
Work.
Oh,
Rachel.
I don't want to. Oh, yeah, that's right, because she's out in California, right? With 3 hours there, right?
No. Her daughter's in California. Actually, Rachel is upstate New York. So as soon as this whole situation, pandemic, you know, goes away, we're definitely meeting.
Oh, wow. That is deep.
Yeah, I want you to meet her too, and I want you to meet her daughter, and I see you as our family, I see you as our leader on the spiritual level.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, definitely. thank you. Whatever I can do to help. Oh my God, family tree is coming together, right?
It's bearing fruit and it's blossoming. It's fabulous.
Wow, that's amazing. See, this is the thing about what's good about these DNA testings is that it does bring people together. That's one thing I know it has its flaws, especially the percentages when they count it up, but who's in first place, who's in second place. But it brings people together. That's what I love, right?
Yeah, I love that part. But again, Rachel says that her great-grandmother was also a North American indigenous, but it's not showing up clearly. So that's another reason why I was like, oh, yeah, we got to talk to Lucy, because he knows how to narrow down. Yeah, we're gonna narrow down exactly what your DNA is.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We did a show on this DNA stuff. We were comparing mine and Stephanie Sky. We were comparing our DNA. We're using GetMatch, 23andMe, and we got a huge rating that night because people are really interested. They really want to know what's going on. Their DNA. Our ancestors are coming from, are literally popping out of our veins, right?
Right. Well, and that I had a discussion with them as well about the issues between, blood quantum, which is a colonial concept, and DNA, specifically for the Taino population. Because we had so much paper genocide, the fact that we are able to use the huge amount, some of our cousins, are 30%, incredible amounts of indigenous specific Puerto Rican DNA census said didn't exist. Oh, Rachel's on. Rachel is on, so.
Oh, is that Rachel? It's 60.
Yeah,
okay, hold on. Let me put her on. Hold on. Hey, Rachel, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Guasabara. All right. This is a family occasion. Here we go. Wow. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This new year just started off with a bang.
Wow.
One morning and there's Melissa and I'm like, I saw her on my DNA profile, but I didn't understand how I was related to her, and then I remembered my mom kind of casually telling me, because my mom's kind of in and out of mental consciousness, of your dad may not be your dad. That was a few years ago, and then I took the DNA test, and then she said that. And then I called my mom after I talked to Melissa, and I said, is this true? Is this, I said, this is who called me, and this is what it is, and is this true? And she said, yeah.
Oh man, that is amazing. I know, I love these stories. I've heard sort of similar, but this is like hitting home because I know Melissa now. Oh man, I remember Melissa back in the day. We were in Chinatown talking about all this, right?
Right. We spent New Year's Day together. We went to Wohop, the downstairs Wohop, not the upstairs one, and we had the best meal. And you brought me a bunch of special crystals as a gift, and I was just so blown away. And we talked for hours about spirituality and what it means to be indigenous. And you talked, you told me the whole kind of context around not only the history, but the modern situation. And it was beautiful. And that began my journey, in earnest. And I was like, sometimes things just resonate. There's a frequency. And, the frequency that you presented to me on that day, and even before then, before we even met, just hit. Mm-hmm. It just clicked in, and it was like, this is absolutely, who I am. This is my family, and there's just a resonating comfort that I can't even explain. Yeah.
And I'm going to share that to me. Melissa is that to me now.
Wow, that's right. That's amazing. That's great.
It's passing through, passing down to me now, and it's just so wonderful because I didn't have a family. You know, I grew up in a broken family, and, you know, spending all my holidays alone and just wondering why I didn't deserve a family like everyone else. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm like have one of thousands now. And, you know, I'm also part Cherokee Indian, so I really want love
wow.
to learn about
Yeah, that's so great. Cherokee as well. Is that on your mom's side, Cherokee?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, up here in New York, we have the Eastern Band Cherokee people here in New York City. There's a lot of people I could connect you with if you want to do something like that. You know, that's just beautiful.
Definitely find more out about that. I guess Cherokees are a little more secretive about their DNA, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't put stuff out there.
Well,
it's more about genealogy in that case because it's not about blood quantum for them.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of them still have those records, but as with us, everything was burned. All the evidence was burned, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man, especially the churches as well. You know, I want to put some... You know, and it's kind of sad, you know, the history. But to see this DNA stuff, we can't, you know, they try their best to burn the documents, but they can't burn our DNA, right?
That's right.
They can't burn
DNA
that DNA. Hey, check it out. We have another guest. Actually, she's Boricua. I think I recognize her number. Hold on a second. Is this Dr. Flora, the Boricua?
Yes, sí, Boricua, ¿cómo está? Buenas noches, good evening, everyone.
Yo, welcome to the party, Arrento.
Sí, hola.
Oh, that's great. Well, introduce yourself, Flora, and everyone, you know. Introduce yourself, Flora, doctora.
Hello. Uh-huh. Everyone, my name is Doctora Flora Luyando. I'm a holistic doctor. Love what I do, and I'm so happy and grateful to be on the show. Congratulations, Ana Cori. I admire you. I respect the work you do and the community service that you've been doing for so many years, especially for the Taino community. Thank you for having me.
Wow, no problem, man. This is a party. Actually, it's a Boricua party. I know there's a lot of people listening from Jamaica, Quisqueya, Puerto Rico.
Epa.
But we're live. Yo, if anyone from Jamaica is listening to you right now, please call on in. We need some Jamaica.
Jamaica is like another part of my home. My uncles are from Jamaica, from St. Anne's and Montego Bay.
Oh, Montego.
Oh, wow.
Yo, I wish Stephanie Sky was listening. She's a regular hostess of mine, and I could never. We always give the weather. Tonight I didn't give the weather to different islands, but I could never say that word. Montego Bay. That's right. There we go. I have to visit there, man. I gotta visit there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, where? Oh man.
Yeah,
like
it's a beautiful place.
Wow, that's great.
I did a documentary shoot up in the Blue Mountains for a week, and that was incredible because I was at an eco retreat that had no, like, you know, barely any electricity, you know, no really running water, you know, so
I
want to
go
like
there.
Really, yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah,
Bear Mountain Cafe is really good too.
Yeah, it's so good. That coffee is the best.
Yeah,
it's called Bear Mountain from Jamaica.
Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain.
Sí.
From Jamaica, Jamaica.
Yes, from Jamaica.
That is interesting.
Coffee is banging. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dr. Flora, did you hear the story about Melissa and Rachel, how they met? Were you able to hear what happened? Hello?
No, what happened? Hello?
Wow.
Oh, we found each other via DNA testing.
Wow.
And I knew
how to come out.
Yeah, well, I found out that I was Puerto Rican, and then 7 years later, Rachel showed up as a close family, first cousin, and the amount of DNA she shares is 27%, which is high half-sibling. So she's actually my sister.
Wow.
I gained a sister and a niece. And one,
yeah.
You know, one, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I knew Melissa from back in the day. Go ahead, tell me. Tell us, Rachel.
Oh, I was just going to say that, yeah, my mom, she's alive, so she finally admitted to me that the person I thought was my father all along wasn't, and that my father was really Latino.
Wow, that is amazing. And then that, you know what it is? The DNA is, like I said before, is waking up. It's waking up. It's the mad.
Yeah. The weird thing was that all my life, I ended up marrying a Mexican man. I'm not married now, but I was always attracted to Latinos, and I never knew why. Because all the rest of my family, my mom's side, was blonde hair and blue-eyed. I was the only one with dark hair and dark, kind of like olive skin. And.
Yeah. But you know what? That's that indigenous blood you were looking for. No, I'm just kidding.
I definitely always look for the darker ones, too.
Wow. Well, check it out. You see? Well, check it out. I have a present for you guys. I'm going to recite Para la Borinqueña, the national anthem of Borinquen.
Yes. Mira,
before you do that, I have to say I've been thinking about you for quite some time. So for those of you that don't know, me and Sarafani have worked together in so many amazing things with the history of the NAPI to him being a part of my guest and host of Flora Healing PR in Puerto Rico. I do a lot of fundraising for Puerto Rico, and the money goes directly to the people. And he performed, and he did this amazing drum, and he had everyone just feeling it in their spirits. And I was looking at it today. Interesting enough.
Really?
And the artist, De La Cruz and Lady Delicious and Tuffy, they sang that song, The Boating Game. And it's funny that you're doing it today.
Isn't that crazy? Well, this is an excerpt from it, and it was translated from Spanish to Taíno, the restored Taíno language. And this is by Javier A. Hernandez. You can catch his book online on Amazon. Primario Básico, Basic Primary of Taíno, Borinque.
And I just came to Puerto Rico.
Look
I was
at
there
that,
for the
man.
Holidays for 3 weeks. I just got
word?
Back. Awesome.
Word.
Wow. How's the corona there? Do they have a strict, what they call that?
Yeah.
Curfew?
They would not allow, first of all, when you could not get on the plane, if you do not show that you had tested negative for it.
Oh, wow.
Then once you get on and then you land in the airport, there's tons of the CDD dressed in. They look like astronauts. They're dressed, covered up, and you cannot pass the exit without you showing that you sign your signature, you sew, and everything. And then they daily contact you to make sure you don't have any symptoms. And then when you come back, you have to take a test back to wherever you went to. So, yeah, I think it's very necessary to do that. And
interesting.
That's awesome. For others, yes.
Wow.
So it's an easy transition,
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I know Melissa as a liberation kind of activist, and I know you, Dr. Flora, work for the people in Borinquen, liberationists. And Rachel, now I'm going to learn more about you. But this La Borinqueña, it says, I'm going to say it in Spanish, then translate it into English, and then in Taíno. So, despierta, okay, ready? Despiértate, Borinqueño, que han dado la señal. So, wake up, Boricua, the signal has been given. Ashihira, Boricua, Nahak, Posica, Itpa, Ayara, Ayagua. Despierta, le ese sueño, que es la hora, le luchar. Wake up from your dream, for now is the hour to fight. Ashihira toca hekisa zaparagua a ese llamar patriótico nos ale tu corazón. Do you call yourself a patriot? Don't you feel that fire in your heart? Anaka Koarat, Mat, Koatu, Pik At, Matunai. Ven, ven, no será simpático al ruido del cañón. Come, come, don't be nice about the noise of the cannon. Guarico, guatoca y na taino cañón at guatu. Nosotros queremos la libertad, nuestro machetes no nos la dará. Nosotros queremos la libertad. We want the liberation, and we will have our machetes, and they will give it to us. Guat asheka barakutashi, guat at masete kakoa, guat pusika. Vámonos, boniqueños, vámonos ya, que nos espera ansiosa, ansiosa la libertad. Come on, boricuas, get up. It's time for liberation. The liberation awaits you. It's anxious to meet you. Guat iba borinquanara guku. Guat iba holu. Barakutashi guat ukkaha. La libertad, la libertad. Borikunaishi. Borakunaishi. Freedom, freedom, la libertad, freedom, freedom. Barakutashi, barakutashi. And there you go. We all think about that.
That's very powerful.
I understood it a little bit because I can speak a little Spanish.
That's cool. All right.
It's so beautiful. That's the national anthem?
That's part of the Boninque. No, it's part of, I know for Javier Hernandez, he said it's our national anthem for all the Taínos and stuff, Boricuas. But it's an excerpt. It's an excerpt from his book, yeah. Well, hold on a second. Let me take a pause. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. My screen just froze. But check it out. I want you guys, hold it right there. My screen froze, but now it's unfrozen. I just want to give you guys a little jam, okay? Just a little taste, all right?
Okay.
Of Island New Year's, right? We're celebrating. This is Taino
yes.
New Year right here, okay?
Y mira, mira. Los Tres Reyes is official. When it hits midnight, it will be Los Tres Reyes.
Well, guess
yes,
what?
That's right.
Guess what? Let's go for it.
Let's go for it, Papa. Let's go for it, boy. Wow.
That's right. We got to dance. We got to dance. We're in the islands now. Dance with that all night.
I know,
man.
Me too.
I was dancing.
Yeah, I was too.
There you go, man. This is New Year's. This is our New Year's party.
Yeah,
exactly.
Y los tres reyes, y vamos para adelante, seguimos para adelante, 2021.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting because of the.
To all of my my native family out there that I've met, I haven't met, I just te quiero mucho. I just, with all my heart, I'm just so grateful to have you all, and I love you, and just to learn more about who I am. It's just so wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh. Thank you for tuning in, man. This is awesome, you know? This is great. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet up, you know? Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to give an invitation to everyone. It just rolled out. I've been doing kind of, you know, grassroots kind of organizing, but Arayeke, Yukayeke is a legitimate, you know, tribal nation in the Taino way.
Oh, it is now? Yeah.
Arayeke, Yukayeke. It's not a non-profit. It's not a group. It's actually a nation, a tribe, tribal nation. So no government affiliation, you know, sovereign,
right.
Self-determination. That's the goal. So hopefully, you know, before we die, we can raise our flag and say we are sovereign. You know what I mean? I mean, we are now,
yeah.
But, you know, with land and the language, you know, set the foundation work, you know. So you're all invited,
exactly.
You know, if you want to be members, the whole thing is, you know, it's self-identification, you know. And I know part of the controversy of being in the islands, I think, you know, is that whole, maybe you guys can add to this, you know. You know, many of us, all of us, you know, we have this mix, you know, we call it mix, you know. I like to say it's groovy, you know, it's the groove of the different.
It's the wavy.
Of the diff-
I like
yeah.
to call it mofongo.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a mix of all
might,
that beauty, baby.
It's evolution. It's evolution.
The thing
you know,
is,
add flavor
all,
to it, like a gumbo.
Mix, right?
What happened?
Y'all have this mix. I said we all have this mix, but the thing that unites us all is the indigenous.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's the key. Well, you know, I heard this old saying from his Cuban once, and who was very rooted in his grandparents' stories. And he was already an elder. He was like in his 90s when I heard this story. And this is what he heard from his grandparents, that when you look at the forest, all the trees look different. Some are tall, some are small, some are fatter, some are skinnier, some are babies, elders, and they're all different. But if you look at the roots, it all looks the same. The roots all look the same. And that's the indigenous. That's what gives
yeah.
life to the tree, is the indigenous,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, for some
when
of us, we're comfortable. Tell us, huh?
When you say that, I think of the ceiba tree and how it's
oh.
the oldest tree. And even after all of these hurricanes, it just is so resilient and it keeps coming back to life. And that is us as a nation. And no matter how many times you can, you know, someone tries to destroy us, we just are
yeah.
so resilient and we come back
well,
every
I just
time.
Came back from the island, and I would love to add to that. Coming back from the island not only is that beautiful tree, but it's also the coqui. They're
yeah.
even
oh, yeah.
like embracing the island louder. Like I survived
oh.
the hurricanes. I survived the earthquakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
gonna survive COVID. And you can hear it. It's a different
yeah.
flavor. I just came back and you can hear it, you can smell it, you can see the trees much more greener and that's
mm-hmm.
just the hope. And, you know, sometimes the humans are much more – we can be smart, but we can be such as dumb as can be because we allow ourselves to not be conscientious and aware about
mm-hmm.
nature and
mm-hmm.
respecting others and respecting Mother Nature, that the animals still do that. And so that's
yeah.
really what makes it even much more smarter than us at times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it. And so it's
yeah.
just beautiful. It's so beautiful,
yeah.
the coqui as well.
Oh man!
It's my favorite
no.
sound in nature, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
My most favorite sound.
And,
yeah,
and,
just that
and,
beautiful chirp.
And you know what's interesting that I learned not too long ago? I was doing some research with this Taino sister in Quisqueya, and it was at night, and I kept hearing these crickets. You know the crickets, how they sound? But it was a lot,
yeah.
like a lot of crickets. And I'm like, dang, what is that? It says, oh, those are crickets. And you know, I'm already used to it, but they come out at night, you know, and some nights are louder than others. I said, damn, we got the coqui. You guys got the crickets. And I'm like, yo. it's always starting, right?
Yeah,
this was in Quisqueya. This was in Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. And the crickets
oh.
were just like, I was so, it was so loud. Like, I never heard it so loud. And I'm like, wow, the crickets, you know? And now they say crickets, it could be grasshoppers, but I think the crickets are the ones that make those loud sounds, right? Those sharp sounds. Like,
yeah.
It was like that, like, for like millions of them. I'm like, yo, that's like the, you know, but I never really hear about them, like about crickets. They don't talk about crickets, but. But yeah. It was just so many of them. So, you know what?
I wonder if it was mating season for them.
I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they were extra louder. That made it perhaps could have been mating.
That's what I'm thinking because it was just loud. No, but the person said that they always hear it. That they always, it's always there. Which she's just used to it. I'm like, damn, man. If they like the coqui, man, they're always mating.
Right?
Right.
Yo, that's what that coqui is. Those are all mating songs. Well, you guys know that, right? The coqui, that's all mating songs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Those are mating songs. So they're always mating every night. When you hear the coqui, that's a mating song. Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's a mating song. The female's trying to get the male's trying to get the female, so they hear the song.
So they're always in heat.
Yo, doesn't that make sense? Puerto Rico, Borinquen, right?
Yeah, it does. We spread all over the world. Well,
one of my favorite stories about the Upias, you know, it's in the writings that was given to the Spaniards, you know, about the Upias. You know, you guys know that story about the Upias?
No, never heard of it.
This is the reason why the men and women are scared to go out at night. And then Colombians used this as a military weapon. They will always attack at night because they knew that Taino would not come out at night, our ancestors.
Really?
Why?
Yep. The reason why, the Upias, what happens is Matariye Guayaba, he's one of the sacred beings. He was the lord of the dead. On the other side of the island, on the west, that's where the dead live. And the dead will come out at night. Sometimes it will come in the form of bats, right? And they'll eat the guava berry. But sometimes these spirits will venture close to the villages. And if there's a brave man, he'll walk on the, or brave woman, they'll walk on the road, right? Maybe looking for something, I don't know. And then they will find a woman. If it's a man, they will find a nice, sexy woman. Right? And according to, I guess the story mentioned man and a woman. And then what happened was, the man will bring the woman to his bohio, his house, and they're about to have sex. And then the man will look in to see if they had a belly button. If the woman didn't have a belly button, it was a spirit trying to possess you, you know. So then the man will run, run for his life.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting.
So then they will, most of the people will avoid the nighttime because they didn't want to be caught by these opias that will try to possess you, take your bodies, you know. So, but it's funny how they use that, you know, they're about to have sex. Oh, shit, it doesn't have a belly button.
Well, you should have checked that out before even a
word,
you know,
right?
That's so solid. You know what I'm saying? Solid. Word. You know what I'm saying?
So I love
that.
But of all these stories, that one survived, man. It was given to the Spanish. But I'm telling you, man. Yeah, because the Spanish, you know, Columbus, he wasn't dumb, man. You know, he tried to learn as much. He tried to learn the belief systems. That's what happened. The belief system. You know.
Sounds like he found a pretty good propaganda there.
Was that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Sounds like he had some pretty good propaganda there then.
Yeah, man, it's kind of sad.
Well,
but
he figured out what we were afraid of, you know, and when he figured out what we were afraid of, like anybody, you know, any conqueror, he used that to win, you know, to win and conquer.
Yeah. Yep.
And
it was the. Yep. And then there was the Nagua the Nagwile. Those are the two spirit people. The Spaniards, whenever they see a man dressed like a woman or whatever, they will kill them on the spot. So that was a big thing
there.
Yeah, Nahuale. I think they call them that, like, something gua, and they would kill them. Yeah, that's kind of sad, you know. They bragged about that, the Spaniards, you know. So
wow,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah, that's what the spirit, you know. When you know, because we had this whole, you know, male female, you know, that's the whole balance of masculine
and
feminine.
Yes, and talking about balance, I'm actually having an event coming up from the 13th to the 22nd called Inaugurate to Heal, 9 days of divine wellness.
Nice.
And it includes belly dancing, energy, work, Reiki, meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong,
Tai Chi
sacral dancing. Yes, I know you are. Yes.
What? Sacral
dancing? Yes, sacral dancing, music, and it's a combination to inaugurate to heal. And when I came with this concept up, it was to recognize everything that we went through for the past 4 years, including the 2020, and now that we're in a transition of the year 2021, is allowing us to rebirth ourselves and making this change that it is the new change. And how do we formulate it? How do we transform that energy into something that works for you? Because energy is energy. But if you think that there's always bad and good, then you're going to get stuck on one or the other. Yes, it
exactly.
does exist, but when you can transform your thought process and knowing that even that bad energy can transform into something more positive into your life, you start seeing differences. Your health starts feeling better. Your wellness starts feeling better. Everything starts combining. Mm-hmm. So this Inaugurate to Heal is going to be offered from January 13th to the 22nd. And you can go on my website at florahealing.com. And donations go to Lolita, Puerto Rico, to the school system, and also to the school system in Soweto, South Africa.
Nice.
Okay, that's awesome.
That is
awesome.
Well, guess what, guys? We got 2 minutes left on the show, man. This time flies when you're having fun. But
thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Oh man, we're gonna do this again. We're gonna slam. We're gonna throw down one again. You know, we're gonna have fun. And you know what? I like to end the show with, how about this? An Atabe song. My friend Endo Sedeno wrote the Atabe song. Atabe is our She's the creatrix, you know, in the Taino way belief system. The create, you know, we come from Atabe, the creatrix, you know, who gave birth to her son, Yokahu. So it was divine feminine. Hold on, let me look for Wait, where's the song? It just disappeared. So he uses traditional instruments. Yeah, he uses traditional instruments, the mayawakan, the rattles, the shells. So check this out. This is called Atabe. Guys, good night. Pomatun, thank you for being here. But check out this song, man. Let me know what you think.
Gracias, buenas noches. Atabe ra gua, gua bibi gua, gua ra bibi. Atabe ra gua, gua bibi gua, gua ra ba ba. Atabe ra gua, gua bibi gua, gua kia na guti. Atabe ra gua, gua su imako. Atamera wa wa shuimako.